Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
Audiences in Africa have more ways to explore Chinese dramas today than ever before. The Untamed in Chinese, Chen Qingling, has become the latest Chinese drama that has drawn Africans' attention. An adaptation of a fantasy web novel about two male soulmates in search of a dark secret, the series became a hit on the back of its large global following on English language fiction platforms like Wattpad. And Africa was no exception to its charm. The Untamed boosted an already growing audience of Chinese drama enthusiasts on the continent, as social media users in countries like Kenya suddenly started talking about C-dramas as distinct from the more established K-dramas, which means the Korean dramas and Japanese anime. Besides the usual fantasy epics and martial arts dramas, African audiences have been charmed by the sweetness and humor of Chinese family dramas and urban romances, with family dramas resonating particularly well. So I think this situation has been known by a lot of Chinese movie makers for some time. They have already learned that some of the dramas have already gotten really popular in South Africa several years ago. For example, the one that talks about the life of a daughter-in-law, which titled A Beautiful Daughter-in-Law. So that has become really popular years back. So basically that's a family comedy about a modern Chinese couple, and sometimes they will have this kind of interaction with mother-in-law and different other in-laws. Yep. So that drama actually amused the Chinese people years ago. It was really popular in China, and then later on when it got to Africa, a lot of the countries also love that that TV series, because they could find a lot of similarities in such matters.
Yeah.
Like the family relations.
Yeah. Family, all kinds of stories with family chores, with family argument and family relations always would be the hit for audiences across the world. I remember in the UK, people also love to watch some of the very interesting TV series, for example, like the EastEnders, Londoners, stuff like that. For ages, they've been watching that. So it's understandable that the Chinese-made drama would have this kind of appeal in African countries. It's one thing is all the people around the globe value the family so much, and when you see those struggle, when you see the argument in the end, the struggle got resolved and people love each other and help each other, support each other, it's something that people can resonate and could echo to. So that's my understanding, and I bet American friends, when they African friends, audiences, when they watch some of those shows, they would relate and they would, that Chinese mother-in-law, you know, sounds similar to my mother-in-law, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And also these years, we know that some of the fantasized Chinese TV dramas like Chen Qingling, or what we call it, the Untamed, or Shanghe Ling, the Word of Honor, have gained worldwide audience. Not only from African countries, we've got many fans, but also worldwide. The reasons, I think there are lots of reasons, because those TV series were made in a very beautiful and kind of exquisite way. You know, very beautiful, and the storytelling, the actors and actresses picking, everything is very beautiful, beautifully done, And so, for first of all, I think whether this TV series would be a success, you have to see the domestic audience. If they love it so much, it's a hit in China, it could also be a hit worldwide. We know that there are some cultural barriers. People will not understand totally because it's cross cultures. But again, if it's really a very good one in China, then most of the time it could be really popular worldwide.
Yeah, that's right. You haven't watched that one, The Untamed.
I watched the, let me think, three episodes.
Okay, three episodes. Mm. So that means those young actors aren't
handsome
enough for you.
I've seen some of the short videos of the really cool plots there, and I've watched some of those. Yeah, but I watched the Word of Honor episode by episode, and they are so popular online. Yeah,
at the moment, that TV series is really popular. Mm. And this one, I think a lot of Chinese people love it because they've got the handsome faces, because it stars Xiao Zhan and Wang Yibo, the heartthrobs, the young heartthrobs for a lot of fans. And also, like you've mentioned, exquisitely made settings and beautiful traditional costumes and intriguing plots, because those two good friends try to unveil a lot of the disclose some kind of conspiracy, and they try to, you know, fight for honor for a lot of things. And also it highlights a friendship between you know, these two main characters. So there are a lot of things that people love. And I was like, I can totally understand why some of the TV series, Chinese TV series, got really popular with some African, you know, people, because they can resonate with the, say, family relation stories. But this one, that's based on some kind of web novel. Usually you don't find the same kind of costume in Africa, but they still love it, and that's what fascinated me. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, there are a lot of the Chinese dramas getting really loved by people in Africa. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are the fantasy epics and martial arts dramas.
Yeah.
They are popular in the West too. And now we are finding some more genres of TV series and movies getting really popular in Africa too. Mm-hmm. And I can just name some of them. For example, according to an article by China Daily, among the top favorites are Journey to the West. That's a very famous
classic
work. Mm. The Legend of Condor Heroes, Shi Diao Yin Xun Zhuan. That's a very popular one too. A Beautiful Daughter-in-Law Era. That's what we've just mentioned, Xi Fu De Mei Hao Shi Dai. And Love is Not Blind, and numerous other ones. Mm. So these are the ones that have become really popular, and new ones, new titles have been added to this favorite lists. Mm. It's quite interesting, and you just can't help ask, why do African audiences love C-dramas? I think some of those answers from the locals just to reveal why. Yeah. For example, one of the viewers, Martha Kiap Wang, a 24-year-old Kenyan student and fan of The Untamed, said that the themes that are not usually expected in Western productions, such as honor, love, and inner pain, are found in C-dramas. I guess that's the reason that she loves Chinese dramas, the theme. And also some other audiences mentioned about production. They think the production are very, very good. And the, for example, the filial piety aspect and respect for parents in simple terms. And this is according to the student Rebecca Jichki, a 29-year-old C-drama enthusiast, also from Kenya. And she said, I think my favorite one is Perfect and Casual. And I checked out why this one's her favorite. So it turns out that this one's Chinese title is 完美先生和差不多小姐. So she said it shows the awkwardness and the simplicity of a romance. So some people love it because they can get some laughs along the way, and some even are amused by some very different things. You know, for one thing, they're quite different from maybe some Western blockbuster movies.
Indeed, indeed. And also, I would say something also could be very attractive to them is the way of Chinese people expressing their love towards the other part, or the struggle could be a different scenario from the Western kind of movies or TV series. It's totally different. Chinese people would not normally say bruntly, like, I love you all the time, but they just do the things for each other. And when you struggle, sometimes there is a misunderstanding between the couple, and sometimes it's a kind of trust or mistrust, all kinds of struggles involved. So that's why the whole combination of the struggles in the Chinese way is more luring, or I can't say more luring, it's actually luring lots of people. Because sometimes when you see that we live in different places, one in China and some people live in African countries, we live so far away from each other. But again, when you watch the TV series, you can echo. You can echo. And that kind of feeling is really interesting. And I can share with you, I also enjoy when I log on to some of the interesting platforms, I'd love to watch their reactions when they watch the Chinese TV series. When they come to a certain part, they would give it a kind of comment based on their judgment, based on their experience. It's very interesting for you to observe from this way. So it's also a kind of reflection from those reactions from those African audiences, which can give me another kind of angle to look at the whole cultural issue.
Yeah,
which is very interesting. Yeah,
yes, that's right. And there are some of the tools that helped this popularity with the Chinese dramas in Africa. For example, dubbing is available. And that's quite convenient because a lot of people just hate to watch movies or TV series while they, you know, cannot understand everything. And if the dubbing is available, sometimes the dubbing is both in English or sometimes the African language, including Swahili and Yoruba. I hope I have pronounced this name in the correct way, then people find it quite convenient. Some of those dubbing can be, you know, some of the African actors and actresses, you know, voicing the lines of those actors and actresses. So it makes it quite convenient. And also, some of the live streaming services are also available in the continent. For example, The Untamed has been translated into English, and it's been aired on Netflix. And that makes it really accessible to viewers across the world. And also, some of the very tech-savvy audiences living in Africa have found a way of, you know, paying for iQIYI or some other Chinese live streaming websites to find their very favorite Chinese dramas or Chinese shows. So these are also some of the factors. And also we have to think about the popularity of Chinese web novels.
Yeah.
Some of those web novels where you can find insights like Qidian and novel updates have been translated into English and some other languages.
Yeah.
And people have easier access to those novels. And when they noticed, okay, so this web novel has been adapted into a TV production, why don't I just find the platform where I can download or where I can watch live? Well, that kind of aspect also boosted the popularity of the C-dramas in Africa.
Indeed. I mean, it's the similar fan experience, just like the Chinese fans. Some of them are the novel fans to begin with, and some others are, you know, the TV series fans, and they would argue with each other sometimes. And if you are the novel fan to begin with, and you become this TV series fan, and that's a whole process of, you can just observe how the cultural, you know, reflection upon these issues. I mean, it's very interesting kind of phenomenon when you see, watch those fans, their reactions. I mean, they would put their comments first about this novel. They either like it or not like it, or they have some argument with other fans. And after the TV series, some of the book fan can be converted into the TV series fans. And on some of the platforms, they can communicate with Chinese domestic fans too. It's a lot of cultural exchange there, which really touched my heart. And I just hope that we can see more and more this kind of cultural exchange. And I wish I would be able to watch some of the TV series or movies made in some of those African countries too.
Yeah.
And let us invite some very cool actors or actresses in China to provide the dubbing. And then we can understand better. And we can input our, you know, a bullet comment there and argue with the African fans, you know, the Chinese fans argue with the African fans. That would be fantastic kind of experience.
Yeah, that's quite true. And I think this kind of cultural exchanges will help people, the two peoples, understand each other better in terms of the society, in terms of culture, and a lot of other aspects of life.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.